Philip Semper, PhD, teacher and creator. Today's date is 03/04/2023. Dictation is for Dominic Orozco. Orozco spells O-R-O-Z-C-O. Dominic spells D-O-M-I-N-I-C. Date of birth is 09/06/1972. This is a 50-year-old gentleman here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient has a history of opioid use disorder, is currently on Suboxone, is there for follow-up for this condition and medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care elsewhere into this. Next, correction. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports right knee pain. He said this is chronic. He said he usually gets an injection and that makes him feel good, make his knee better for approximately 3 or 4 months. He stated the last injection was over 4 months ago, period. Described pain as sharp. Said pain is located in his lateral joint surface. There's non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Patient denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies increased temperature, period, denies chest pain, denies headache, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. His vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure 130/86, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, period. Next paragraph. Left knee, correction, right knee, full range of motion with some grading, tenderness in the medial joint line, period. Next paragraph. Correction, same paragraph. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative McMurray, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm, rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microcytes, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two, right knee pain, in parentheses, DJD, close parentheses. Assessment number three is opioid use disorder. Number four, medication refill. Next paragraph, procedure, trigger point injection for his right knee. Patient was explained the procedure. It was also explained the side effects of this procedure and the complications. Says he understand and give verbal okay to move ahead, period. Next paragraph. Area of maximum pain was identified with patient by patient and myself. Next line. This area was marked with a skin marker. Next line, patient knee was prepped with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol. Next line, an injection consists of 80 milligrams of solumedrol and 3 milligrams of lidocaine was injected into the site, common site identified as area of maximum pain. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next paragraph, a Band-Aid was placed on site after a massaged and make sure the medication works into the area of interest, period. Patient reports immediate relief of pain. He was advised not to visit another facility for this procedure, because this procedure can only be done once every 3 months, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion, period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done. Urine drug screen was positive for Suboxone, which he takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.